From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Although they won the most seats in yesterday's election, Grenada's NDC is now threatened by a possible coalition by the three other major parties. It's a situation that worries NDC leader Nicholas Brathet.
I don't know who can be blamed for this. I am sorry that, the people of Grenada voted so that this is the situation which has developed.
In Haiti, 8 killed and 2,000 left homeless in a battle between landowners and peasants. And rain continues to play havoc with England's tour of the West Indies. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Grenada, the general elections are over, but the political climate remains unstable. The National Democratic Congress, headed by Mr. Nicholas Brathet, won 7 of the 15 seats at stake, with 4 going to the GULP and 2 each to the NNP and the TNP. Up until news time, the governor had not yet invited Mr. Brathet to form the island's new government, amid rumours that the three other parties have been discussing forming a coalition which would pull the rug from under the NDC's feet. Jerry Timmins reports from St. George's.
St. George's has been awash with rumour and counter-rumour today. Everyone was assuming this morning that Nicholas Brathet would, as the leader of the largest party, be asked to form a government. But TNP leader Ben Jones had talks with the Governor-General this morning, and there was speculation that he might be able to form a government by going into coalition with the Grenada United Labour Party and the New National Party. NDC party members have told me that they feel that Ben Jones has been putting round this talk of a coalition in order to bring pressure to bear on Mr. Brathet to make him a better offer. It's reported that he's been offered the post of Foreign Affairs, but he may be hanging on in the hope that he will be able to join the NDC as a coalition partner without leaving his national party. Mr. Brathet has been in Carriacou all day, negotiating through intermediaries. He's supposed to be coming to St. George's tomorrow. He will be under a lot of pressure not to form a coalition. The feeling in the party is that a coalition would be weak, when what is needed in Grenada are firm policies backed by a determined and united government in undisputed power. This is Jerry Timmins for BBC Caribbean Report.
Earlier this evening, BBC Caribbean Report contacted the leader of the National Democratic Congress, Mr. Nicholas Brathet, at his Carriacou base. He told me that while he was naturally happy to collect the most seats in the election contest, he's disappointed with his narrow majority and fully aware that it could be overturned if the three other parties get together.
Well, I'm very pleased indeed that my party won more seats than any other party. But I'm also disappointed because as I tested the mood of the electorate, I thought I sensed a definite swing towards the NDC in the last 2-3 months of the campaign. And I felt confident that we would have got at least 9 seats, giving us an absolute majority. So in that sense, I'm a little disappointed.
It's a very delicate balance, the outcome of the election, and given the fact that you only picked up 7 seats, how do you hope to correct that balance?
Well, one needs only 8 to form a majority, really. Or I call it, the slimmest of majorities. But we are holding discussions, and we believe that there would be an individual or 2 individuals in the other parties with whom we might work and who might be willing to work with us in the National Democratic Congress. And so we do not want to enter into the formal coalition type arrangement where 2 parties retain their identity but decide on the distribution of ministries and things of that kind. It's an accommodation more than anything else. We would prefer to have people who would be prepared to move, you can call it cross the floor, I suppose, and come over to our party because they could identify with us. And there is need to form a government in the national interest.
Well, there have been rumours that the other three parties will join together and form a coalition. If that happens, what do you think that means for Grenada's politics?
Oh, my God. Oh, definitely, I will say it would be the recipe for disaster. I mean, could you imagine, the leader of the NNP and of the TNP, as it's called? It seems to me that I could never see a group like that lasting. And as I said, and I repeat, it would be a recipe for disaster.
So what you're hoping for is that Mr. Ben Jones of the TNP will join you to give you the majority that you seek?
Well, I think that would be one of the natural developments. There are other possibilities. I think there might be the odd person in the GULP who might be prepared to work with us. That's why I refer to Crossing Floor, who might leave their party and join us. But discussions are taking place, and you will appreciate